Soko izika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 19 kuNhlangula 2024 ngisithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Makungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le Patriotic Alliance, ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Ngokugcotshwa uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kwele South Africa, abadabuka eZimbabwe bengelaqiniso lokuba bazaphathwa njani ngohulumende womanyano.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Aid Diaspora. La maya amaqembu asekhiphile umbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yakhe. Njengoba sikhuluma kanje, siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika eGwazana.
Ziyakhala intatheli izindaba kulandela ukubhubha komunye wabo uLucia Fini. Umthethwandaba kamantshi ulahla isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC abotshwe ngesonto esokuthi akhululwe. Sonke lezindaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo umsakazo. Umkhokheli webandla le-African National Congress uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa usephinde wagcotshwa njalo ukuba ngumongameli wakwele South Africa emkhosini oqhutshelwe ePitoli namuhla. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi zikhathazekile ngokungazi ukuthi zizaphathwa njani phansi kukahulumende womanyano ukhokhelwa ngumongameli Ramaphosa. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba esePitoli kwele South Africa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngomunye wenkokheli zamazwe ebesemkhosini wokugcotshwa kukaRamaphosa emofisini kahulumende e-Union Buildings ePitoli. URamaphosa ukhokhela uhulumende womanyano obunje ngemva kokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kwele South Africa. Ibandla lakhe lehluleke ukuthola amavoti eneleyo obekuza kwenza ukuthi libumbe uhulumende lizimele. Libumbe uhulumende womanyano lele Democratic Alliance, Inkatha Freedom Party kanye le Patriotic Alliance. Uhulumende omutsha lo uselethe imibuzo ukwesaba lokungahlaliseki kuzalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala lokusebenza kwele South Africa. Lobanje abanye bekholwa ukuthi abantu bokuza bazaphathwa ngcono phansi kukahulumende omanyano. Abanye bathi balovalo ngoba phakathi kwalo umanyano zikhona inkokheli esezuveze kwacaca ukuthi azithakazeleli abantu bokuza. URamaphosa uthembise uZulu kuba uzabusa ngemfanelo.
Those who seek to stand in our way, those who seek to inflame tensions in our country, will not succeed because South Africans are resolute. Because democracy lives in the hearts of all our people and shall never be dislodged.
Uhulumende wakhe ubeveza kungakenziwa ukhetho ukuba ngabathakazeleli abadabuka eZimbabwe abalamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. Bebefuna ukuthi basuswe kulelo lizwe angaphelelwa isikhathi sokusebenza amaphemithi la. Kodwa lokhu kukhanya sokuvinjwa umthethwandaba we-Constitutional Court. Umgcinihlalo webandla le-Democratic Alliance elingxenye kahulumende womanyano unkosikazi Helen Zille usanda kutshela bezindaba ukuthi akavumelani lokwakusenziwa nguhulumende kaRamaphosa.
We believe that the
sikholwa ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezaphiwa amazepu kufanele ziphiwe ubuzalwane bakwele South Africa ngoba kudala belapha njalo sebenze okukhulu ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wethu
due to our economy.
Abanye bathi balovalo ngumkhokheli webandla le-Patriotic Alliance uMnumzana Gayton Mackenzie, laye oyingxenye yalomanyano yena ofuna bonke abaselizweni ngongekho emthethweni bakhitshwe ngokuphangisa.
We work with anybody test that all we want is mabahambe
What do you agree with Mother Hambe?
Siza sebenza la loba mubani. Ovumelana lati ukuthi abawuza bonke abangela mvumo ukubawele South Africa abahambe.
Mother Hambe and Kenny must be the Home Affairs Minister. Mother Hambe, once you don't come with it, don't waste your time calling us.
Bakhona njalo abakhathazeke ngenkulumo yomkhokheli webandla le-Inkatha Freedom Party, uMnumzana Velenkosini Hlabisa laye oyingxenye yalo umanyano.
The way the foreign nationals are being treated in South Africa.
Siyakhathazeka ngendlela uhulumende aphatha ngayo udaba lwabantu bokuza njengoba besekelwa nje bengena santando elizweni emngceleni evuzayo.
Then they can't ensure that our borders are not porous.
Zonke lezi nkulumo leziphakamiso ezivela uhulumende womanyano sekulethe ukukhathazeka kuzalwane zeZimbabwe. Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Phoenix Foundation uMnumzana Dumisani Leya uthi bamadolo nzima.
Abantu ababuya elizweni laseZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi abasoze bebe besaphephile. Ma kungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le-Patriotic Alliance, ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Progressive Foundation uMnumzana Lance Mlilo laye uthi besaba uMakenzi.
Wathi akabadingi abantu beZimbabwe, udinga iMinistry ye-Home Affairs liyamasosha liyamapholisa, okuyiyo ke eyiyo fanele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa izophusha kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe. Sizobona kusenzeka i-mass deportation abantu bokuza, especially abantu beZimbabwe, ibona engicabanga ukuthi bathagethe kakhulu.
Kodwa igqwetha lezamalungelo uMnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi luhulumende ufanele alalele okuthiwo unkosikazi Helen Zille kudaba lwamaphemithi e-ZEP aphiwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Uma ngibhekile ngibona sengathi nje cha, okubalulekile ukuthi uhulumende omusha singamkhuthaza ukuthi abantu be-ZEP abanikeze ubuhlali ibe indaba ephelele ivaliwe, ngoba yilokho okwenziwa nase-Angola. Ngoba uma kungenjalo kuzobuka sengathi umthetho usebenza ngokungafaniyo phakathi kwabantu abakwizi ezifanayo.
Kukhangelelwa ukuthi uMongameli Ramaphosa akhethe amalunga edale labaphathi ntambo okulinyathelo elizacacisa loba abakumanye amazwe bazaphiwa amaphepha okuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni kumbe bazadudulwa. Mele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ukusenjalo sesilokhe sokudaba oluphathelanelo leSouth Africa. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona le bathakazelele ukwethulwa umthethwandaba izolo we-Constitutional Court olahle isicelo sikahulumende sokuzama ukuguqula isinqumo se-Pretoria High Court esakubeka sobala ukuthi akukho emthethweni ukuvalwa kohlelo lwamaphepha eZimbabwe e-exemption permits. I-Pretoria High Court yethula nyakenye isinqumo lesi ngonhlangula, kodwa uhulumende wathi kahambelani laso. Abakunhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation abaphikisa okwenziwa nguhulumende owaphanyeka udaba lolwemthethwandaba bathakazelela ukwethulwe i-Constitutional Court. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa loMnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa.
Iy'nkantolo zonke zilokhu eziqhuba nje imeseji eyodwa ukuthi into eyenzakalayo yinto esiphakisa igunya labanye. So ama-rights abantu ababethole ama-permit previously abesencindezelwe. So kuyakhanya mpela ukuthi ne-Constitutional Court ifaka mpela isinqumo esifanayo.
Ye, nxa sokunjalo-ke abadabuka eZimbabwe sokumele benzeni? Uyakhumbula ukuthi kwenziwa isinqumo lesiyana ukuthi kumele kodwa belokhu belungisa amaphepha abo khona?
Kufanele, kudala vele abantu sibacela sithi aba-aplayela ama-waiver. Naye nje uminista nakhona ube-challenger le decision, ube uyikuthi uyakuvuma ukuthi uzanika abantu ama-waiver ukuze kuwaive ama-requirements la behluleka ukuwenelisa. Uminista yena into akhala ngayo ukuthi le nto i-temporary, ayingeke ikwazi ukuhlala ikhubeka lokhu i-temporary. So ngathi kukhuthana nje thizana okusokusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi sokusetshenziswa amakhodi. Kodwa-ke yena uyakuvuma ukuthi abantu aba-aplayela ama-waiver abese banika ama-waiver bese bekwazi uku-aplayela ama-mainstream permit ukuze beye ku-mainstream system, bangabi ku-temporary system edinga ukuthi njalo nje i-cabinet ihlale phansi.
Ye kodwa abantu bakwenza yini kono ko mkwananzi kube sebezihlalele nje mbele linkantolo sonke sakho
ayi yebhadi ke inhlakembi sibili abakwenzi abantu abaningi yebo vele bakhona sebekwenza kodwa la manje lokho sisithola umuntu afone ebuza ukuthi kanti mkwananzi sekwavalwa yini uthola ukuthi akula muntu olalelayo masicela sithi apelani phela ama waiver ngoba bakwenza kube nzima even mase kuyi negotiation ngoba kuyathiwa hayi abantu bakini abafuni uku-applyela ama documents so abantu baningi abalokhu bengaka apply la manje lokho kuyikuthi uyezwa lo laloyo engikhona ebuza ngathi abajahanga nje bazihlalele
lo umnumzana Bongani Maswi Mkhwananzi obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kuhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Ziyakhala intatheli izindaba ezikunhlanganiso abakunhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labanye abazi intatheli izindaba iStudio 7 uLucy Yasini obhubhe ngomvulo uLucy obele sifo semvukuzane wake wasebenza eZBC leSABC engakaqhatshwa ngumsakazo weStudio 7 umnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum ngomunye abakhala ngokutshona kukaLucy yena owake wasebenzisa igama elithi Mavis Gama.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Editors Forum. La maya amaqembu asekhiphile umbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yase. Njengoba sikhuluma kanje siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika eGwajana lapha abehlala khona simelele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi abantwana ade bengaphandle kwelizwe sebefikile umsebenzi ukhutshwa.
Ye, ngixhasa ukukhangela ke uLucy lapha siyakwazi ukuthi silusebenze kakhulu. Njengomuntu wesifazana singathi ke isimo sabo sabesifazana sinjani khonapho ke ngamabushane babancane?
Isimo besihlupha kakhulu. Ngikhunjuzwa ngompikisha wakhe oyiyo ebengikhuluma ngayo izolo labakhulu bama-journalist ama-editors engiyi-describe ngesikhiwa ngathi this was an iconic picture. Ipicture yambu umfanekiso wakhe lwana ebemthatha echaywa ngamapholisa eHarare yiwo umfanekiso onilokhu engihlezilakola kathi sikhuluma nje kanje ngoba that's an iconic picture. Ube ngomunye abalutshwana omama abazintatheli zindaba engibaziyo ukuthiwe khona bachaywa ngamapholisa eZimbabwe Republic Police. Ufakazi bukhona imfanekiso yakhona ikhona ngiyibona lokho ihamba iyaphuma ku-social media. Ube ngumuntu ohlukene labanye omama ngoba ube lesibindi umfanekiso lwana ophumayo ngiyathemba ubonile uyatshengisela isibindi abelaso lokuthakazelela umsebenzi wakhe. Balutshwana tatheli zindaba ezibomama ebezisenza umsebenzi oyenziwe ngusisi uLucy. Ngilokuthaba njalo ukuthi ngibonile amaqembu aphikisanayo lawa abe-politics bekhipha ama-statements bekhuluma ngomsebenzi omuhle abewenza.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Umthethwandaba kamanje eHarare lamhla ulahle isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC abotshwe ngesonto esokuthi akhululwe ngoba ehlale esitokisini okwamalanga edlula amabili okungekho emthethweni. Umanje unkosazana Ruth Moyo uthe lokhu akusoqiniso. Omunye wamagqwetha amela ababotshiweyo umnumzana Tinashe Tinofukuthwa utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebecele ukuthi umanje abanikeze izizathu ezilotshwe phansi ngalokhu. Uthi baphinde bakhonona ngendlela abantu laba ababotshwe ngayo ukuhlukuluzwa lokutshaywa kwabo. Uthi bazaqhubeka kusasa ngesicelo sabo sokuthi behlolwe ngodokotela njalo bakhululwe ngemali yesibambiso eyebail. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lomnumzana Ngqobani sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho.
There are conflicting judgments and njalo. The constitution ithi yona akumelanga uhlale more than 48 hours esitokisini. That excludes Sunday and holidays. Because Saturday is a court day. It's released from custody. not be released from facing our charges. So abantu labana kade kumele ba release baba proceed by way of summon. Kodwa uJustice Mabhika wenye ikhesi nxa uzakubhula umsotha wabulala omnye umgqetha owayesegwelo. Wathi yena i-release umuntu angahlala estokisini more than 48 hours. Akutsho ukuthi kumele a-release. Kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi umuntu lo can claim ama-damages of unlawful detention. Lo leyi ukuthi kumele uclaim ama-damages hayi angihambelani layo. Nahambelana leyo ukuthi you have to be released immediately.
Ukubotshwa kwabo kwakusemthethweni yini?
Nxa sesikhangele ukuthi abantu abasemzini e-private home babotshwe njalo ngendlela engibona ungani babotshwe ngayo ku-social media. Yikho esibisele emuva kakhulu. Actually kuyayangisa ukuthi in the 21st century.
Kodwa kwakufanele becele imvumo yini?
Nxa this is a private place dealing with their own internal issues, akwakungelamvumo efunekalayo. Vele umthetho awutsho khonokho ukuthi kumele kutholakale imvumo.
Inani-ke, nxa inani liphezulu.
Regardless of inani, it's about meeting. Because meeting singaba ngu-100, sikhuluma ngento e-private about our own thing. It's not, the public does not have access to it. So, that's the mischief.
Amagqwetha abo athi bachayiwe, abanye babonakala bekhula.
Kufuze bahambe esibhedlela bayebona ngudokotela ozanikeza determine la ma-degrees of injury. After investigation they can sue the state. I-challenge esilayo is that eZimbabwe, which is different from South Africa, in South Africa there is an independent body that investigates amapolice. IZimbabwe service expect ukuthi amapolice ayiwachayileyo azi-investigate azithole elecala. You can imagine what will come out.
Lo mnumzana Ngqovani sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho obekhuluma le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Wezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia mnumzana Vladimir Putin uselobalane izivumelwano ezimbalwa lo wakhe omunye owe-North Korea uKim Jong-un ezigoqela ezomvikela ukuthengiselana impahla etshiyeneyo lokunye. Uhlangothi olubona ngelungelo loluntu olwe-United Nations Human Rights Office luthi ele-Israel lephule imithetho yokuhlasela izitha kulandela ukubomba kwalo ezinye izakhiwo eGaza okubulawa abantu abafika amakhulu 200. Luthi ele-Israel lahlasela mahlayana izikolo, izindlu zabantu, umkambo kanye lendawo yeziphepheli kusukela nyakenye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Kweziphathelane leMelika.
Saka 19 Hlangula eleMelika lilekhefu eleziwa ngokuthi yi-June 10th okulusuku lapho kwamiswa khona ubugqili kuleli lizwe ngomnyaka ka-1865. Kumkhankaso walonyaka okhetho lukamongameli weleMelika, bonke uJoe Biden noDonald Trump badinga usekelo lwabansundu ngalolu suku. Intatheliizindaba ye-VOA Scott Stearns usipha lolu daba eliluqoqelwe yimi uDabo Kancube oweStudio 7. Umongameli Joe Biden uphathe umkhosi wokuhlabela kunanzwa ikhefu le-June 10th esikodlweni se-White House.
Our history is not just about the past. It's about our present and our future.
Imbali yethu ayigxilanga endulo kuphela, ikhangela njalo namhla lakusasa. Ikusasa leMelika ngelomuntu wonke, hatshi abalutshwane.
UBiden uthe aphikisana labo kwezombusazwe bazama ukuguqula imbali yelizwe.
They're all ghosts and new garments trying to take us back.
Izipho zakudala ezizama ukubisela emuva, bavimba inkululeko yenu. Besenza kube nzima ukuthi abansundu bevote, kumbe ukuthi ivoti yabo ilethe umahluko. Bavimba amathuba, behlasela ukuthiyana kwabantu lokuphatheka kwabo.
Umkhankaso kaDonald Trump wabumba iqembu labansundu elimsekelayo eleBlack Americans for Trump ngomgqibelo ngesikhathi ezama ukufinyelela abansundu kwenye inkonzo yeMichigan.
It's a very important area for us. We've done more for, and I say this, I say it proudly.
Indawo eqakathekileyo kithi. Sesenze okuningi ngiyaziqhenya ngalokhu ngoba sesithuthukise abansundu ukwedlula abakhokheli bonke babuya ngemva kwa-Abraham Lincoln. Ngumbiko omkhulu lowo.
Uthe abavoti abansundu balahlekelwa imisebenzi ngenxa yalabo athe ngabokuza abangekho emthethweni abayizigidi lezigidi.
Every state is a border state, you've heard that.
Isigaba singasinye silomngcele lakuzwa lokhu kodwa bayangena endaweni zenu njalo bathatha imisebenzi yenu kuphambanisa abansundu bemelika kanye lobuhlobo lwe-Spanish.
UTrump uthi izigaba zabansundu zilinyazwa ikwanda kobugebengu phansi kukaBiden.
The crime is most rampant right here and in African American communities, and more people see me and they say, sir, we want protection.
Udalo kwamacala kuvame kakhulu lapha lakwezinye izigaba zabansundu abanenxa ngihlangana lami bathi badinga ukuvikelwa. Sifuna amapolisa asivikele, asifuna ukutshontshelwa, ukuthaywa kumbe ukubulawa ngoba sifuna ukukhululeka ukuhamba emgwaqweni sisiyathenga isinkwa.
Imbiko yohlangothi lwe-FBI iveza ukuthi inani lamacala odlakela lehlile elizweni kugoqela emadolobheni amancane kanye lamakhulu. UBiden uthi abavoti abansundu yibo abenza wakhethwa kukhetho olwedluleyo njalo udinga usizo lwabo njalo.
Those black Americans voted. Kamala and I are president and vice president of the United States because of you.
Ngina yokuvota kwabansundu bemelika. Kunalo Kamala singumongameli lomsekeli kamongameli wemelika. Kungenxa yenu lokho. Alisilo haba ngoba lavota. UDonald Trump ngowaye umongameli unqotshiweyo njalo ngevoti lenu. Kumnyaka ka-2024 sizakwenza ukuthi uDonald Trump anqotshwe njalo.
Kukhetho olwedluleyo abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokuyisitshiyangalombili ekhulwini kuphela bakhetha uTrump. Ucwaningo lwePew Research Polling luthi umkhankaso walonyaka uveza ukuthi abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokulitshumi lasitshiyangalombili ekhulwini 18% basekela uTrump, okulinani elilakho uletha umahluko ezigabeni ezingathathi cele ezigoqela iMichigan. Udaba lolu luqoqwe ngoScott Stearns, intatheli zindaba ye-VOA, lalwethulelwa yimi uDaba Kancube oweStudio 7.
Kusigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe, namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Alphonse Fuyana odabuka eKezi osebenza kwele South Africa. Uxoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Ufuna lijaha nje elizikhulele emaphandleni, elithanda isiko, elithanda into zomdabu, elithanda abantu bakubo abesintwini esindebeleni, elithanda futhi ngathi ukukhuphula nje isizwe. Labo kuhlangene khona abantu bakithi, noma ngezemidlalo, noma ngezokuloba izingwalo, noma ngezokuzithuthukisa ezabelweni la mungithola khona. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe eKezi kumbe la engizalwa khona, kumbe ngabe ePlumtree kumbe ngabe ngaphi. Sengibe ngabantu bakithi befuna ingqubekela phambili, ngizibandakanya la.
Singathi-ke kuyini okwenzela uzulu langokwakho sibona ukuthi lapha abantu ngiyabazama lapha.
Esengikwenzile kakhulu ebantwini ukuthi ngibavuselele ugqozi lokuthanda isizwe sabo. Ngibavuselele futhi ukuthi bangameli ukuthi ukhulumeni kube nguye obasizayo. Lo abekuphi komhlaba, lo abakhona apha eGoli eSouth Africa, lo abase ekhaya le komthwakazi eZimbabwe. Uthi ma ukuthi kunesikole esakhiwayo, abavuyo bazenzele into yabo. Nala eGoli futhi sibenzele kube nama-communities abangaphila ngaphansi kwawo. Ukuthi noma sebenezinkinga bakwazi ukuthi hayi sizathinta uzibani lobani, nathinta ubani lobani. sithole isombululo kule enkingeni esilazo.
Nxa sisakela khonokho ke yokhuluma ngakho ukuthi uyancedisa izakhamizi, uncedisa abantu, kuyinokubambekayo sile singathi lapha wakutshayisile kuzo.
Ekuvuseleleni isiko lakithi lapha eGoli sabandakanya kudala nabo babugumede labo babungqakutho mabhena. Sihambela abantu futhi siyohlangana namakhosi esizwe sala eSouth Africa kakhulu uma ngabe kuhlanganiswe sokuphakama inzondo yezinobhiya. Sihamba silamulela abantu, singena emahostelisana nenduna eziphethwena lawo amabutho abe evusa udlame emphakathini noma emalokishini okufana nakobodisfluthi. Siye siye futhi uma izinobhiya isivukile, sibike futhi sihambe siyohlangana namakhosi omdabu akhona beSouth Africa, ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi isizwe sakithi samaNdebele sinoma usitresa usiyemuva sadabuka khonapha. So kuba lula ukuthi amakhosi lawo asizwisise mase sikhuluma ukuthi hayi phela lapha silahlekile, kodwa nampa abantu abenu bayasitshaya bayasibhonya, cela lisivikele. Siye langale ngakithi ekhaya kwathiwa amabholokho laphana esigabeni esingaphansi kwenduna uFuyana ingwemnyama kamzilikazi Fuyana. Ekwakheni amabholokho besigqugquzela izakhamizi ukuthi abantu abakhiphe izimali bekhona beGoli. Kwakhiwa ibholokho laphana idamu lakwendabani, kwakhiwa futhi amanye amabholokho ngaphesheya ngaphansi kwenduna unyanga zonke endaweni othiwa kusemalindi, besibagqugquzela abantu laphana. Nekwakheni kwamaklinikhi khona ezamanyoni, kwakhiwa iklinikhi siyabagqugquzela abantu njalo kuzogujwa le damu lizogijwa kukhishwe inhlabathi. So ngathi entweni nje ezengqubekela phambili nokuthi abantu bakithi babe nobumbano.
Lo mnumzana Alphonse Fuyana odabuka eKhezi osebenza kwele South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu lina balaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7. Siyabingelela kubasakazi bonke labalaleli be Studio 7. Lo okhulumayo ngumandla uFosta Emithi Lukala. Mina bengicela nje ukudlulisa nje imeseji yami ukuthi yefika lapha kupresident wakithi Mnangagwa, ukuthi njengoba ubonile ukhetho lweSouth Africa ukuthi luhambe njani, besicela kuye nangokuzayo ukuthi uma kwenziwe ukhetho ehambise njengokuba uhambile la eSouth Africa. Azange sibone thina lana kusiba nemikhuba yasekhaya lapha. Sicela ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo abantu alolu khetho elizabe selukhona. Sicela ukuthi abantu bevote ngokukhululekileyo.
Salibonani, injani lonke ngezindawo ngezindawo. Okhulumayo nguCornelius wakwaNcube eNkaya esihlengeni. UDambu Chabuza ugatsha kuphi umfana omfitshane omnyama okuhlala ngisendaweni yaseGoli ngapha. Thanda ukubingelela bonke abantu nje izihloko zami, umama wami, ngiqala nje ngomama wami kakhulu uMamsendo Luphahla. Ngiyambingelela mambano ngithi unjani lapha esihlengeni. Bingelela umntanami uMinenhle uMasidambe ulaphana eNkayi. Bingelela uThandeka uMachabuza laphana endaweni yaseGoli eUveli. Bingelele nje wonke umuntu nje, ngiyazibingelela lonke. Ngifisela impilo ende, ngithi asiqhubekeni sikhuleke, konke kuzoze kube right.
Salibona Studio 7. Ayayaya, thina sesiluphalele eGoli, kade sabuye eGoli sesila 60 something years. Azilungi izinto ukuthi kuzingalungi. Nomnangagwa lo noma uthaya ngathethiswa samthethisa dina sibili. Sifele eGoli, sinokuhamba sehlala phansi emakhaya thina sesine ukuthi sisebenze ebalungwini, kade sasebenza sikhathele. Nomnangagwa lo akalungi silizwe leli. Igama lami nguDorothy Ndlela, yimi engikhulumayo lapha.
Eh, linjani balandeli beStudio 7. Gama ngiyanda Ngulube ngibuyelwa Gweru ngikhuluma ngise South Africa. Eh, uhulumende weZanu-PF kakayenza iplan ngoba izifuyo yibhenki yethu eZimbabwe. Akula mabhenki, sithembele ezifuyweni ngathi sinje siseSouth Africa. Zibuhlungu esigameko lesi esenzakalayo. Ngiyabonga.
Studio 7. Kuncedo salifuna kakhulu ngapha eZimbabwe la. Indlala isikhalise nzima. Le government yethu ayibusi kahle lapha. Siyalamba manje izulu alinanga. Sicela utshintsho, kube notshintsho lapha, kutshintshwe lapha kutholakale umuntu osesindebeleni kumbe osesikhalangeni ongabusi ilizwe leli. Siyalamba lo mbuso wakhona noma sihamba uyesaba ukuthi kwena ukhulume ukuthi wena ngwayiphi iphathi sovuza icatshe. So igama nguJohn Mbisi.
Labo ke ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lakho kusithumela eyenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Nxa njalo lifuna ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp, fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi 202 0800 465 0318. Ku-Live Talk lamhla ke sixoxa ngokugcotshwa kukamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa we-South Africa. Siligqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uthandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha e-Washington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.